Grammar notes. 1. The word
đều,
the original meaning of which is equal or equally, is used before the predicate to emphasize the idea that the action or quality is related to all of the persons or things expressed by the part of the sentence before the word.
Đều.
It may be used in many ways. 1. As the subject of the sentence.
Chúng tôi đều xem bộ phim ấy rồi.
All of us saw that movie. We all saw that movie. 2. As the object which is placed at the beginning of the sentence.
Những quyển sách ấy tôi đều đọc rồi.
I have read all of those books. 3. As the adverbials of place and time which come at the beginning of the sentence.
Ở các trường trung học này, học sinh đều học ngoại ngữ tiếng Tây Ban Nha.
At all of these high schools, students learn Spanish as a foreign language.
Tuần này và tuần sau, tôi đều bận.
I am busy both this week and next week. 2. The words
tự, lấy,
are used with a verb to indicate that the subject performs the action by himself or herself without other people's assistance.
Tự
is placed after the subject and before the verb.
Lấy
is placed after the verb. In spoken Vietnamese, one of them may be omitted.
Tôi tự làm lấy việc này. Tôi tự làm việc này. Tôi làm lấy việc này.
I do this job by myself. 3.
Nửa
has the meaning half, while the meaning of
rưỡi
is and a half.
Nửa
always precedes a noun.
Rưỡi
follows a noun.
Nửa năm,
half a year.
Hai năm rưỡi,
2.5 years or 2.5 years. In spoken Vietnamese,
rưỡi
may be used to denote a half of the number it follows, and the number is 100 and more.
Trăm, nghìn, triệu.
For example, 150 is
150
or
150.
2,500 is
2,500
or
2,500.
3,500,000 is
3,500,000
or
3,500,000.
4. Both
cả
and
tất cả
have the meaning all and are interchangeable when used before a noun that implies a group of people or things.
Cả lớp đi nghe giáo sư Tuấn giảng bài. Tất cả lớp đi nghe giáo sư Tuấn giảng bài.
All of the class attended Professor Tuấn's lecture. Only
cả
may be used before a noun denoting something as a whole. For instance,
cả
can be used before a noun meaning an amount of time.
Chủ nhật, họ đi chơi cả ngày.
They went out for the whole day on Sunday. On the other hand,
tất cả
cannot be replaced by
cả
when it is used before a noun that implies people or things considered individually. In some cases, the noun is used along with the plural markers
các
or
những. Tất cả các sinh viên đi nghe giáo sư Tuấn giảng bài.
All the students attended Professor Tuan's lecture.
Tất cả.
With this meaning, may be used along with the emphatic
đều. Tất cả các sinh viên đều đi nghe giáo sư Tuấn giảng bài.
5.
Mọi.
In the sense of every, is used with nouns denoting time to convey the idea that an action often occurred in the past, but also implies that the action does not occur at the moment of speaking.
Mọi năm, tháng 7 rất nóng, nhưng năm nay không nóng lắm.
Every year, July was very hot, but this year it is not so hot. In some expressions,
mọi
has just the meaning all, every.
Mọi người.
Everyone.
Tất cả mọi người.
Everyone. All the people.
Mọi nơi. Mọi lúc.
Everywhere. Every place and every time. 6. The word
từng
also has the meaning every, lesson 10. However, it emphasizes the idea that each individual person or thing in a group performs an action or is the object of an action.
Từ Việt Nam, anh ấy viết thư cho từng người trong lớp chúng tôi.
He wrote a letter from Vietnam to each student in our class.
Từng
is used along with
một
to emphasize that each individual person or thing in a group in turn performs an action or is the object of an action.
Từng
precedes the noun.
Một
follows it.
Cô giáo nói chuyện với từng sinh viên một.
The teacher talked to each student. 7.
Này, này. Này
is used repeatedly after nouns, verbs, or adjectives to indicate emphatically things, actions, or qualities as if they can be seen at the moment of speaking.
Bà ấy nói được nhiều thứ tiếng. Tiếng Anh này, tiếng Pháp này, tiếng Trung Quốc này, tiếng Nhật này.
She can speak several languages. English, French, Chinese, and Japanese. 8.
Là
and
rằng
are conjunctions used to link a noun clause to the main clause.
Là
is chiefly used in colloquial Vietnamese, while
rằng
is used in written Vietnamese. They are translated into English as that.
Hôm qua anh ấy nói là mai anh ấy không đến được. Hôm qua anh ấy nói rằng mai anh ấy không đến được.
He said yesterday that he would not be able to come tomorrow. 9. The preposition
của
is used after a number of verbs to indicate the source of the object. Those verbs have a general idea of receiving or taking. For instance,
lấy,
to take,
nhận,
to receive,
mượn,
to borrow,
vay,
to borrow, usually used for money. If the object is expressed by one word, it is placed before the preposition
của. Tôi hay mượn sách của ông ấy.
I usually borrow books from him. If the object is modified by other words, it is placed after the word indicating the source.
Tôi mượn của ông ấy một cuốn sách nói về văn học Việt Nam thế kỷ 19.
I borrowed from him a book on the Vietnamese literature of the 19th century. In colloquial Vietnamese, the verb
vay
may be used without the preposition
của.
The noun or pronoun indicating the source of borrowing often comes immediately after the verb.
Vay. Anh ấy thỉnh thoảng vay tôi tiền, rồi quên không trả.
He often borrowed money from me and forgot to pay me back.
Anh ấy vay tôi 200 đồng từ năm ngoái, mà bây giờ vẫn chưa trả.
He borrowed $200 from me and has not yet paid it back. The preposition
từ
that was introduced in lessons 6 and 7 and has the meaning from cannot be used with this meaning. The sentence
tôi hay mượn sách từ ông ấy
is incorrect.